as the battle over health care reform moves out of Washington and into the town halls of America. There are concerns amongst Democrats that these town halls may be overrun by critics of reform. Over the weekend, town hall events hosted by Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter and Texas Representative Lloyd Doggett were met with derision and anger. That's led some liberal bloggers to speculate if the Organizing for America group is getting out-hustled at the grassroots level. Organizing for America used to be Obama for America, and it's the political operation of the Democratic National Committee. Susan Smith is a liberal activist based in Hillsborough County. She plans on attending a pro-health care reform rally scheduled to be held this Thursday night in Tampa and is prepared for opposing forces to create havoc.
Well, I think that precautions will be taken to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm pretty sure they'll show up because the chair of the Republican Party sent out an email telling everybody about the forum and giving them a list of talking points and things to say. And I think it's the same list that's being circulated around the country. So these are organized efforts, I think, that are meant to disrupt a public forum, you know, where people can go talk to their representative. And it's a shame that people can't go have this interaction without disruption.
In trying to craft legislation that will make changes with health care, President Obama is trying to pick up the mantle that hasn't been addressed since efforts by Bill Clinton went down to defeat 15 years ago. University of Florida political science professor Dan Smith says that even though many of those who were against the plan in the 1990s are working with the White House this time around, there are still plenty of major figures that are reprising their roles of opposition in 2009.
These town forums are easily co-opted. In many ways, this is the same strategy by those resisting health care reform that was employed back in 1993 when Bill Clinton trotted out his plan. And we saw, instead of town halls, the massive advertising, these Harry and Louise ads, if you recall, that were raising the specter of socialized medicine and government-controlled medicine. In this case, we're not seeing it on the TV ads. We're seeing the same kind of manufactured displays at these town halls.
Conservative groups have been much more vocal and visible in the Tampa Bay area in 2009, starting with these so-called Tea Party rallies, including major ones on April 15th and the 4th of July. They've also been successful in upending two rallies for health care reform that were held in front of U.S. Senator Bill Nelson's offices earlier this year. Democratic Party activist Susan Smith doesn't buy the notion that now that Democrats are in control of the White House and the Congress, activists like herself are taking it easier than a year ago when they were trying to get Barack Obama elected.
There's not an hour that goes by that I don't get three or four emails asking me to take steps to see that I'm contacting a legislator, I'm contacting other people to get the word out about an event that's going to take place. So I think we are active. I don't think we're getting the media attention because the media is always going to show the opposition and play it up.
Smith admits that the right wing may have more passion than they have had in recent years, because now their leaders are all out of power.
I think that's something you do when you don't have any other, when you're feeling helpless in the face of change or in the face of something overwhelming. And I think that's the reason they're out there doing it. We're having rallies to show support and to encourage our legislators to take action, but I think we're not rallying against something. And I think that, you know, that's the difference in a protest and a rally, I would say. And I think these people are protesting because I think that's all they've got.
University of Florida political science professor Dan Smith said that though the opposition to health care reform may look more authentic, the battle still comes down to a matchup between those who want the status quo versus change.
This is politics as usual. It may be a different medium in terms of using the town hall to counteract the administration's effort to push the health care reform. But it's special interest politics. With the guise of a more populist flavor.